AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is defending a follow-on strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean that has come under congressional scrutiny. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After an initial strike blew up the boat, Hegseth said he did not see that there were survivors in the water when the second strike was ordered.
This is called the fog of war.
And during a cabinet meeting said he did not, quote, stick around for the follow-on strike ordered by a three-star admiral.
Which he had the complete authority to do. And by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision.
President Trump was alongside Hegseth.
I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete.
Whom number three House Democrat Ted Lieu, a former military lawyer, says is a coward who must resign.
Killing shipwreck survivors is a war crime.
Bipartisan lawmakers say they'll review the strikes on alleged drug-running boats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court seems likely to side with a faith-based pregnancy center, challenging an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. They're known as crisis pregnancy centers. The justices are considering whether a facility in New Jersey can sue the Democratic Attorney General over a subpoena for donor information. Conservatives on the court seem skeptical, as did liberal Justice Elena Kagan.
An ordinary person, one of the funders for this organization or for any similar organization, presented with this subpoena and then told, but don't worry, it has to be stamped by a court, is not going to take that as very reassuring.
The state argued the information would only have been used to ask donors whether they had been deceived about the center's services. The Trump administration says it will withhold SNAP food aid from recipients in most Democratic-controlled states starting next week because they don't provide data. This is AP News. Experts say recent deadly floods in Asia are a preview of what's coming.
Southeast Asian countries are reeling from devastating floods, with storms and monsoon rains in some places arriving later than usual, but hitting far harder. Countries affected include Thailand and Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia and Malaysia, as well as Sri Lanka, where rescue efforts continued. As footage showed the Sri Lankan military saving around 70 passengers trapped in a bus on Monday after the Kalaru River overflowed. Climate scientists say the chaos reflects a warming world where billions of dollars in losses underscore these growing risks. Despite their vulnerability, several governments have unambitious climate goals and sluggish adaptation plans, mirroring hobbled international efforts to curb climate change. Experts warn this year's destruction is less an exception than a preview of what's to come. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.